It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. My co-host, Veronica Rickard, will be back with us tomorrow. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about a new exhibit that just opened at the Field Museum over in Chicago, debunking stereotypes of voodoo or voodoo traditions. First, last month, labor group Wisconsin Jobs Now filed a complaint with the Walker administration under the state's century-old living wage clause. Now, that law states that the minimum wage shall not be less than a living wage. The group called on the state to investigate whether the minimum wage of $7.25 an hour is a living wage and determine whether or not it ought to be raised. The administration says it checked it out and concluded that the minimum wage should remain as is. Wisconsin Jobs Now announced today that it's suing the administration over that study. Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Gilman Halstead has been following this story. He joins us here in the studio. Gilman, welcome back.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
So tell us what this lawsuit is exactly over. This isn't directly to increase the minimum wage. Yeah, but it wouldn't, like, their lawsuit isn't saying change the minimum wage now, right?
No, but the goal of the suit clearly is to get the wage raised, and the organizations involved have talked about wanting to raise it to $10.10. But the suit itself basically is trying to do what you said, which is to force the governor's administration to establish a wage advisory council, as has been done in the past, and do a thorough investigation to see whether this minimum wage equals a living wage as defined in the state statute. Which, of course, says that it has to ensure reasonable comfort, decency, and moral well-being.
Now, the state answered that complaint and says, okay, we took a look. No, this law doesn't mean we need to increase the minimum wage. Do we know what the state's study or investigation consisted of?
Well, the document that they sent back to the complainants, there were 100 complainants who filed these complaints. According to Wisconsin Jobs Now, none of them were ever contacted by the Department of Workforce Development. But they said they looked at the department said they looked at the complaints and determined that there was no reasonable way to say that minimum wage was not a living wage. They made some other comments. They said some of these people are making more than the minimum wage. In fact, one or two of them, I'm not sure how many, were making as much as $15 an hour. But Wisconsin Jobs Now says they selected the complainants to cover a wide range of wages that include people making the minimum wage. They also said, the department said that it did not, that the complaints indicated that in some cases that these people were not wanting for necessities of life. And they also said some of them, I'm assuming those making the lower end of the wage at $7.25, were also getting food stamps, other government benefits, that the implication would be effectively raise their wage.
Now, looking at the statute, and you just quoted from it, I mean, is that pretty much it, this statement about what the wage should be without, I guess, a methodology saying here's how you determine if the real wage is a living wage?
The methodology is to establish a wage commission.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that the lawsuit asks them to do. It basically says go back to the beginning from when we made these complaints, look at them more carefully, and then establish this wage commission, which will look at it even more carefully and come up with a proposal for actually raising the wage. It's been done in the past by lots of governors. Most recently, 2007, Governor Doyle did it, but Governor Thompson did it as well.
Have these past wage commissions been done under the law in question, the one we're talking
about? It's not in that same sentence about defining a living wage, but in that same section of the statutes, it talks about the establishment of a wage advisory council.
Now let's talk about the arguments on both sides as to whether that current minimum wage of $7.25 an hour is or isn't a living wage. What is the Wisconsin Jobs Now group saying about minimum wage as a living wage?
Well, they're saying that there are a lot of people in the retail industry who aren't making enough and therefore do have to take food stamps or find some other way to make enough money to live on, and they contest the the allegations coming from those who say there's no need to raise it, that this is only for young people, that there are people who have worked as long as 20 or 30 years at the minimum wage and can barely make a living and have to make really tough decisions about paying rent and electricity and getting groceries as a result of that. And some of the other things they said, there's a lot of the time it ends up being a part-time job, because in lots of the food service industry in particular, people will be scheduled to come in and then sent home when there's no business. So that it's just basically a difficult situation to face, and that one way of addressing this, and other states have raised it, is to raise the wage.
Now, I understand the state's response to the initial complaint included a study from the Wisconsin Restaurant Association.
Right.
What did that study say?
Well, they didn't really do it. They paid for it to be done. It said that the result would be 16,000 people losing their jobs, 2,000 of them in Milwaukee, and because the restaurants would either have to raise the price of their of the food they're selling, the services they're offering, or they would have to have fewer people doing the work. And they also do contend that the majority of people who are actually making this wage are young, not much older than 25 is what was determined there. And that the allegation from Wisconsin Jobs Now is that that's what influenced the Department of Workforce Development to make the decision not to pursue this any further, although I don't think there was reference to the study in what the DWD sent back.
And have you heard anything from the Restaurant Association in response to today's news about this lawsuit?
Yes. I talked to Ed Lump, who is the director, and he said that in his view it is he repeated the arguments that were found in the study, and he said in his view this is a campaign stunt, that this is an effort being funded by labor unions. He mentioned particularly the Service Employees International Union, who are spending lots of money against Governor Walker, and that this is an effort to discredit the governor less than it is a real focus on raising the wage, although I asked Jobs Now, and they said, no, we want to raise the wage. It's not a stunt.
And have we heard from Governor Walker or
no.
his campaign on this lawsuit?
No.
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 Okay.
They have not commented. The Department of Workforce Development's John Dipko sent out a release today sort of reviewing what had been sent in the complaints and mentioning the fact that some of the people who had complained were making as much as $15 an hour.
And speaking of the election, has Mary Burke made anything of this ongoing effort from
Wisconsin? Well, she has said she's in favor of I haven't heard her comment on the lawsuit, but she's in favor of raising the wage to $10.10 an hour. She has said that.
Okay. Just briefly before we let you go, I know you've been covering the race for attorney general. I know we just had a debate on that between Susan Happ and Brad Schimmel. Any breaking news from the Friday debate?
Well, I guess the breaking news that night was which laws each of them would defend or not defend or would look carefully at before defending. And the focus in the debate was on the law that requires or prohibits coordination between outside groups and political campaigns, candidate campaigns. And now... At the debate, I believe Happ changed his position and said that Schimmel changed his position and said that he might defend it. He'd look at it carefully, but initially he had said he agreed with Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen that he would not defend it. Well, actually, I think the point Schimmel made was that it's going to be defended. Mm-hmm. There's been an attorney... to represent the Government Accountability Board. The law is now on hold. It's been ruled by a state judge that it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of the laws or rules actually at the center of the John Doe investigation.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right, Gil, thanks as always for joining us. We've been speaking with WPR criminal justice reporter Gilman Halstead.